Earth Day 2018 has come and gone, and now the Earth Day Network is urging people to go forth to take a stand to end plastic pollution, make a commitment to reforestation, pledge to work for environmental education. Great ideas. So how do you start? Well, how about not using glitter? It's made of plastic. Or microbeads, those little plastic beads in beauty products. Or put a ramp in your swimming pool to let drowning frogs out? Wait, what? Michelle Neff is author of Simple Acts to Save Our Planet, a little book with 500 ways to make a difference. She joins us from North Carolina. Michelle, the glitter we understand, glitter and microbeads do what?
So what they do, they're small plastic particles, and they're unable to be filtered through our water treatment system. So what happens is that they go straight into our waterways, straight into our oceans, and unfortunately, marine life ingests them, and that causes problems for marine life. And there's even been some research done that there's microplastics in fish that we consume because it's going straight into our oceans.
Yeah. So we see that, and people can be more mindful about that. But put a ramp in your swimming pool to let the frogs out. It is a horrible thing when there's a frog belly up, you know, in the pool. But you're making the point, what, that, you know, all creatures count?
Absolutely. Like you said, no one wants to come out to their pool and see, you know, a frog belly up. So this simple putting a ramp into your yard, into your pool, it helps save wildlife.
Well, some of us wish we had the pool, but your point is just, you know, help out all creatures. Look, a lot of these simple ideas, we're going to hear more. Some of them sound like, you know, if Martha Stewart were into sustainability, like, for instance, make your own lotion, homemade lotions, personalize your recipe with your favorite essential oils. Can't you just go to a natural store and get lotion?
Sure, absolutely. If you go to a natural store, I would just recommend that you opt for eco-friendly packaging. But if you would like to, of course, you could do it yourself.
Let's go back to some, you know, reminding people of things they may already have heard of. Swapping reusable items for disposable ones. So napkins, paper towels, you know, replace them with cloth that you might wash. Straws. Talk about straws.
Straws are such a huge problem. You use it for maybe an hour when you're in the restaurant, and then what happens to it? Unfortunately, it goes in the trash, and they're too small to be recycled. They end up in our landfills and then our oceans, and our marine life is unfortunately ingesting them. So by opting for a stainless steel or a glass straw, you can easily prevent that problem and not have to use a plastic straw.
You point out an energy-efficient dishwasher can save 5,000 gallons of water in a year over hand washing dishes. And that's funny because a lot of people think that it's the dishwasher that uses more energy, but the hand washing dishes just lets the water flow. And then empty out the dryer's lint trap every single time. How do you calculate that benefit?
So what happens when you don't empty out your dryer lint, besides it being a fire hazard? But what's happening is when it gets clogged up in the dryer, it's actually making the dryer work harder. So you're using more energy to dry your clothes. So just after every load that you do, just make sure you empty it out.
And some people might, as I did years ago, be thinking, oh, you're supposed to empty that thing out. So, yes, do it every day or every wash. You say sea salt over table salt.
So this is one of the kind of unique tips that is in the book. So sea salt, it's produced through the evaporation of ocean water, and it usually involves very little processing. But on the flip side, table salt, it's mined from underground salt deposits, and it's usually more heavily processed. When you compare the two, sea salt is the more eco-friendly alternative. It's just one of those things to keep in mind in the kitchen.
Because it sounds like every little bit helps. But then let's go back to Martha Stewart territory because you say make a memory blanket out of your old T-shirts because those T-shirts end up in landfills. So some other suggestions. George W. Bush was right when he said unplug your appliances when they're not in use, even if they're not turned on because there is some energy drain.
Yeah, even if you're not using it, Right. It's still sourcing energy. Right. So you could lower your electricity bill and help the environment at the same time.
People mocked him, but he was right. Keep your phones on low power mode all the time. Avoid palm oil.
Mm-hmm. Palm oil, it's the world's most popular vegetable oil, and it's commonly found in popular snacks, so ice cream, candy, chips, and other items. But the problem is that even though it is the most popular vegetable oil, it's at a cost to our forest, and the palm oil industry contributes to deforestation. Unfortunately, that's leaving animals without a home. Orangutan populations have decreased by 50% in just the last 10 years due to habitat loss. So when you're out grocery shopping, just opt for palm oil free.
Use e-gift cards instead of the physical gift cards. We've reported on this. How many millions of dollars people lose because they lose the gift card or forget to use it.
Absolutely.
And also they get thrown out and they're plastic. Move earthworms. I do this. If you see after rain, you see earthworms on the sidewalk, gently put them somewhere where they'll be productive.
Yes.
But build a bat house?
Yes, a bat house. So I think that unfortunately bats have a really bad reputation of being these scary little creatures, but they're really fascinating and they're very helpful to our ecosystems. Bats have the ability to pollinate, they control pests, and they spread seeds. So one brown bat, I think this is amazing, they can consume about 600 mosquitoes and other unwanted insects in just an hour. So for me, during the summertime, I do not like mosquitoes, so that's where bats come in handy. So if you want to attract them to your yard, you can easily put up a bat house.
Well, and our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, swears she has bats. She has a little bat nest. She swears by the bat guano, the droppings, for fertilizer. It's got exceptionally high content of nitrogen, phosphate, so there you go. Michelle Neff, author of the newly released Simple Acts to Save Our Planet, Go Build a Bat House. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.